Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast. My name is Monty Walden. My guest today is a very smiley Chiara Gianotti. Chiara is Italian.
Yes, I am.
And she's going to tell us all about the exciting things she does with social media and her family background. You have quite a well-known family background, don't you, in wine?
Yes, I have. Well, I was grown up in a winery because my family was the owner of the Fazzi Battaglia winery in the Marche region and of the Fassati in Tuscany. Since I was a child, I have always lived the wineries and always be in the wine business.
So Fazzi Battaglia was one of the most, or still is, one of the most famous Italian brands. Famous or infamous for its Verdicchio di Castello di Iesi, which came in an amphora bottle. And it was one of Italian's, it's an iconic
icons.
Wine. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Okay, exactly. So, I mean, how much pressure was there on you from your family to become involved in wine? Did you not want to do anything else, like become a racing driver or an astronaut?
Yes, but there was no pressure at all by my family. I was the third...
Generation.
No, I was the third child of my family, and there was no pressure at all in the go to the wine business. And at the beginning, I wanted to do the architect.
Architect?
Yes. But after, when I was doing my study and everything, I was always listening to them, speaking about the wines, and I was going there in the wineries, and I felt in love so much that I had no doubts in which one was my future.
Okay, so tell me about your own business. What actually does it do? What do you do?
When I was in the wineries?
No, in Chiara TV. What do you do?
And now?
Yeah.
Well, since I left the winery, I decided to talk about wine with my point of view and to let the producer talk about their wines and their wineries, like to be a sort of a shouting of the voices of the producers.
But this is in Italy though, isn't it?
Yes, of course. I work very much in Italy, and my principal people who listen to me is mainly Italian, but of course with the tools that we have today, with Facebook, Instagram, and all the web, the blog, so I have the chance to reach also an international people.
An international audience. So what do you do? Do you just interview people and write an article, or do you record them, make little videos of them?
I like to split in different figures. So in one side, I can write articles, so go into the deep of talking about a wine or a winery or a curiosity on wine. In the other side, I like to do small videos where the producer talk about itself, because I think that the face that is behind the wine is one of the most important things we have, and one of the richness that we have in the wine business, to feel the passion of each producer. So I like to make them speak about themselves. And I do that both with videos and a web radio that I manage as well. There is a web radio called Radio Food, where I have my own space, Vino TV, where I talk. And I invite the guest, the producer, to have a chat together in the radio program as well.
So how do they react to you? A, you're a woman, and Italy can be a little bit chauvinistic. I don't want to be rude about Italy, but so you're a female journalist and you have a wine background. You come from a winery that everybody in Italy knows. If I'm a wine producer, am I going to be a little bit suspicious of you, or am I going to be reassured? So, someone who's going to interview me, Karen, she has a wine background. She's worked in a winery. She knows what she's talking about. It's going to be a great interview. I'm much more relaxed. How do people treat you?
I'm lucky because I've worked completely in the wine business for 15 years. So I have lots of producers that are good friends, that have a very good relationship with me. So they trust me. They are relaxed when they come to speak with me. So it's like really a chat of two friends. More mainly, so it's very easy, and I'm always trying to put the producer or my guest, even if I don't know them personally before, to put them in the chance to really put outside what they are and make feel comfortable and be relaxed with me. I'm always a smiling people, as you said at the beginning, and I try to make really people feeling comfortable to talk about themselves.
Do they tell you things that they wouldn't? So if I turned up, you know, English wine journalist, you know, grizzled, you know, been doing it for ages, and they may not tell me things because they think maybe he's going to turn my words around. Do they trust you, you think, because of your background?
Yes, absolutely.
Does it help being a woman as well? I mean, you are a very glamorous lady.
Thank you.
You know, I'm sure when you were scrubbing buckets in the winery, you were covered in wine and all the rest of it. But is that the sense that they treat you as an equal? They don't see you as a journalist?
Yes, they treat me often like an equal, and they know they can trust me completely.
Often, because, but not always.
Often, because not everybody knows me before, but they really can trust me because I will never say something against them. So I will never say something that they, for example, told me in private or something like this. So we have a very transparent relationship.
So who watches your, you know, who listens to your web blogs, who reads your blogs, and who watches your TV stuff? What is your main audience in Italy?
Well, there is a lot. I can say that it's a very different profile of my followers, because I have, in one side, I have a lot of producers, and for them also I try to sometimes to speak about things that can be interesting for a producer, like, for example, tell which one are the best tastings that are in plan. So
like a trade taster. So basically they'll say, we paid X money to exhibit at this particular event and it was really worthwhile.
Exactly.
So that's really useful information, because then they're going to save money at producers thinking about going to a show.
Yes, because when I was a producer and there is a lot of events, yep, I was like a little bit loose and I don't know where to go.
A little bit lost, yeah.
Yeah, a little lost, sorry.
Sure.
And I can say that I leave them as a producer, and I now leave them as a journalist or as a simple guest. So I can really say if it's an event that works or not, your presence. I say what I think about that. So I think it's useful for the producer.
Is it difficult? Do you ever taste wines on your show or shows? Is it difficult giving reviews to, like, friends? If the wine just tastes like your dog's breakfast and you say, oh, this is one of the best wines I've ever had because he's a friend, is that tricky?
Yeah, what I do, honestly, is if I don't like a wine, I don't talk about
that. Yeah, that's a good policy.
So I don't say this wine is horrible, because I anyway think that we have to respect the producer, because there is a lot of work in the wineries. It's really a tough work.
Especially with climate change as
Yeah,
well.
Yeah, there is so many things that really for the producers, and I think it's all of them deserve the respect of everybody. So sometimes they work better and they have great results, and I like to talk about the great result they reach. If they don't reach those results, I don't talk about them. I prefer to, at least I can talk about the story of the producer, but I will never write, this is an outstanding wine just because it's a friend. No, I will not do that.
Final question. You're on a desert island. Which wine would you take with you? You only have one wine.
One wine. Verdicchio, because I have that in my blood.
Okay. Nice one. So I'll say thanks to my guest today, Chiara Gianotti. It's been great talking to you. You're a lot of fun, and it's really nice to see somebody who's from within the industry kind of taking an objective look at the industry. You see what I mean, yeah?
Yes, thank you so much.
And doing it in an entertaining way. Nice to meet you.
Bye-bye to everybody.
Bye.
Follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.